Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. I'm Gaia Altshuler, the social-emotional counselor here at Oaks Christian, and I am here with Tammy Cuckoo, our vice principal, and we are excited for another episode with you. Number seven. Can you believe we're at number seven?
Number seven. Lucky seven, I guess. It's been exciting. We've covered a lot of topics this year already, and we have some exciting things to come on the podcast, but I got to hit you with the community updates today.
Let's get started.
All right. So Friday, September 26th, come together right now. Not over me, but over sounds that weave us together.
Ooh.
On Friday, September 26th, we have an all-school vocal concert at 6:30 at CLU. Come out. I mean, our kids' voices are angelic.
Angelic. And they work so hard to prepare for these moments.
They work hard. I've heard a lot of great sound coming out of our music room. So get ready for that. Tuesday, September 30th, Spirit Assembly. It's going to be great. Every grade has a color that's been assigned to them. So make sure you check with your students, see what color they're wearing in the Spirit Assembly. We're going to celebrate our athletic teams. It's going to be a great time to gather and just have some fun. The leadership kids always have really cool things to get their classes motivated and support each other out there.
Go Lions.
Go Lions. October 1st, do not miss this meeting. We are having a parent meetup at Stonehouse. Myself, Mrs. Morrow, Jade Molina, we will all be there. And we're going to be talking about the grade level retreats. Mr. Mo will be going on sixth grade. Mrs. Morrow is going on eighth grade. And I am going on seventh grade. And it'll be a great time for you to come out with all of your questions and get them answered before we go on retreat. And Thursday, this is awesome. You know what's so amazing about Oaks Christian is that we get an opportunity to, after our kids leave the middle school, we continue to watch them grow. And one of our baby lions turn adult lion.
Adult lion.
Luke Pulse is going to be bringing the word to us on Thursday in chapel, and he's going to be in John 3, 1 through 21. And we've been talking about Jesus, the inviter, and we're going to talk about Jesus inviting the Pharisee, Nicodemus. So I'm really excited to hear what Luke has to say about Jesus inviting Nicodemus. It's a really great story. All right. So we talked about retreats last week.
Yes. I hope you had the best time listening to students share on the pod last week. That's such a highlight for us. We love having them on.
Right. Because it's authentic. We don't coach them before they come on. These are things that they say from their heart. Some things even surprise us.
It's so much fun. So this week, we're going to get into the details about all things retreats. What do retreats entail? What do you do if your child is hesitant or nervous or even stating that they don't want to go on the retreat? We're going to talk about it all. So Tammy, launch us into what are retreats? What happens on retreats? Give us all the details.
So generally speaking, on retreats, we have two goals. We only have two goals. And one is connection. And it's really important that we get to see our students outside of the four walls. And they get to see us outside of the four walls. And we both are in sometimes even compromising situations on retreat, right? Like, we're not sleeping at home. We're all sleeping out together in these cabins, and it's just, it's different. There's a little bit of uncomfortability, but there's something sweet and comfortable that starts to to bond while we're out there in nature. So connection's really important. And then next is community. We really want our students to start to formulate a sense of community within their grade level that is beyond, we're just in the same grade level, so we have a lot of similar classes together. We want them to have some common bond, which is this retreat. And then in these retreats, we already talked about the risk that we have to take even mm-hmm. just to go. Mm-hmm. But this also creates an opportunity to reflect back on some of those tough situations, but also exciting and fun situations that we had at retreat. One of our students even just said, like, there's weird things that happen mm-hmm. that bond you together. And it's really interesting mm-hmm. how, yeah, weird things do bond us together. And just being a little bit uncomfortable, but being all together, there's something sweet about that. And that happens at retreats. It's not all comfort. But I think that we do accomplish our goal.
I totally agree. So talk to me about the schedule, the details. What are some of the events happening during retreats that are bonding students, that are helping build connections and community?
Great question. So like there's elements to the retreat that are spiritual elements. Mm-hmm. So we have chapel services that we go to. On that Monday night, everyone will be in some type of worship service. Mm-hmm. And there's something about worshiping God when you're outside and connecting with all the creation that he's made. It's so sweet. Like kids seem to honor that time at a higher level than mm-hmm. they even do when we're in Calvary. So every group will find themselves in that space. Some will find themselves under a campfire. Some will find mm-hmm. themselves just out under the stars. That morning when we wake up, we will have another like maybe walk, hike, worship time. And then there's lots of fun in the mm-hmm. middle of the day. So those risks that we're talking about, there's a water element at Catalina, which is the ocean, the wide open ocean. Mm-hmm. And kids get an opportunity to explore the ocean with a kayak and also a scuba diving and snorkeling. I don't think they scuba dive. I think they snorkel.
Snorkel.
Because scuba diving is really intense. It's kind of a lot. So we're going to start with snorkeling, guys. Just don't hold your breath. We're not going to get too dangerous here. And then on the seventh grade trip, heights, you know, something about doing something at a high level, like off the ground.
I think we all remember our first ropes course. Would you agree?
Man, I did ropes courses when I was going to church camps. Mm-hmm. And then when I was on a basketball team, we did a ropes course all together. And there was something about the challenge of that ropes course that really bonded us. For whatever reason, that year, we were having a tough time. But when you do a trust fall and someone actually catches you, mm-hmm. you're like, okay, mm-hmm. I think we're going to be all mm-hmm. right. And in eighth grade, we'll have to see what happens, because this will be the first time they're going over to Forest Home, but I would imagine that they will have ropes courses as well that are high off the ground and different opportunities to engage in activities that are not a part of your day to day, but link you together. Then we'll have some more message time at night, and the night games at all of these places are awesome. I know one of our students talked about playing tag at Catalina. I know we play this like noodle coin game that's super fun with flashlights out at Hume. We're yet to discover what will happen at Forest Home this year, but I'm sure it'll be great. So those are the kind of memories that our students come back with, we come back with, and it just gives us a greater appreciation for each other.
Would you agree that the students come back from retreats different, that our culture feels different upon return?
I think our culture does feel different. And there's things that we can refer back to that's mm-hmm. a commonality mm-hmm. amongst us all. And that's sweet. That's sweet. Like you can refer back to, hey, remember when this happened? And everyone's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we can reference those things and it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool experience.
I love it. We do not want your child to miss this opportunity.
Do not miss it.
It is one of the biggest events of the year and it really sets the tone for the school year. But in your home, you may have had some conversations around retreats where your child is expressing nervousness, anxiousness about going, or maybe even telling you they do not want to go or looking for any excuse under the sun to get them out of this experience. And if that is a conversation that is happening in your home, we really wanted to equip you with some strategies and some conversation starters for how to navigate that. because risk is something we value here at Oaks Christian. It's in our culture playbook. Oaks Christian is a beautifully safe place to experience risk as a child. So we want to give you a few strategies. The first one is normalizing that nervousness, normalizing that anxiousness, letting them know that you fully hear what they're sharing with you, that they're being vulnerable, opening up with their emotions, letting you see those fears. And your role as a parent in that moment is to let them know that you see them. I found it can be very helpful to even open up and be vulnerable back with your child and tell them about an experience when you felt nervous and you did something despite your fear and you ended up enjoying yourself and joining them in that.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of that even happens on retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guys, I'm going to be real with you. I struggle to sleep at retreats, and some of our students struggle to sleep, but that doesn't mean that we don't go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still go. I, you know, sacrifice sleep and it's all good.
We do. And but then we get fall break to recover.
We do.
Which is a beautiful thing this year. The second one is we want to encourage you to help them have a positive sense of anticipation. Oftentimes, nervousness is excitement that we don't know what to do with and it has no guardrails. Mm-hmm. So if you can start to put some guardrails to that anticipation and nervousness and help them get excited, maybe even making a list of all the things that feel unknown but have the opportunity to be really exciting, fun things. That's something you could do together. I think even how we just said, we're not super excited about losing sleep, but I'm super excited to see new friendships form in the seventh grade class. And I get to bond with my colleagues in ways that I don't get to do here.
Totally.
So kind of helping them with that reframe. And then coping skills. Coping skills are an essential part of this because you're right. You can't fully take their nervousness and anxiety away. And that's not your role as a parent, but you can help equip them for how to walk through these emotions. And I'm just going to equip you with one or two skills that you can teach your child. The first one is called 5-4-3-2-1. It's a grounding exercise that can be used anywhere at any time. And it helps bring your child out of their anxiousness, which most likely has to do with a future experience that has yet to happen, and pull them back into the present. And you're going to say out loud 5 things you can see, 4 things you can hear, 3 things you can touch, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. The second one are breathing exercises. I am going to share with you square breathing. So you're going to draw a square on your leg. And then when you're going across the square, you're going to breathe in for 4. Then down the square, you're going to hold for 4. Then you're going to breathe out for 4 across. And up again, you are going to rest for 4 before repeating. And what that's doing is helping regulate your breathing, because oftentimes when we get nervous, we either breathe really quickly or we hold our breath. What's great about these strategies and how they're most productive is when you practice them before you need them. So maybe these are strategies you can practice on the way to school or encourage them to use throughout the day. So on the retreats, they have these skills ready to go.
I love that.
The last one that I'm going to share with you today is we want you to empower your child about the retreats and not to rescue them. We commit to using the same language here at school, that we do not want to give them a way out, a way to find an excuse to get out of this uncomfortable experience, but instead, we are going to encourage them that they can do hard things.
We're going to walk through it.
We're going to walk through it. We're not going around it. We are going to move through this one.
Totally. I almost wanted to like sing something, but I'm not going to.
I think you had your one moment for song today.
Right. It didn't really, like, I was going to try to fit it in, but it was like, you know, what is it? Square. Is it round hole square peg?
Round hole. Yeah. That's
square peg round hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're just going to leave it.
Okay, we're going to we're going to leave it. Yeah. One last thing. You never know what you're going to get on this pod, and I hope you have as much fun listening as we do recording them. But the last thing I want to share is drop off. When you get ready to drop your child off for retreats, I would just encourage you, keep it short and sweet. If you drag it along, especially if they're having a hard time leaving you, you're just going to set them up for an emotional roller coaster from the jump. I would encourage you, when you drop them off, give them a hug, encourage them, let them know they're going to have the best time. They can do hard things.
See you in 48.
Send them off.
See you in 48.
And then when they get home, especially if this was a big deal for your child, celebrate their win.
Totally.
Go out for a special meal, grab ice cream, create a moment to celebrate the courage that they found.
I'd encourage a shower first.
100%. You and your child will be better off if they shower
Everyone will be better off. First thing you have to do is shower.
I love it. So hopefully those are helpful tips for all of you. Feel free to reach out to either one of us if you're navigating these conversations at home and you're having a difficult time. But we know firsthand there is a huge reward from your child stepping out and experiencing some discomfort and risk that they will just be changed for it in the best way.
Totally. For a lot of students, this starts off as a hard thing. And then they look back and they're like, I don't know what I would have done.
I can't imagine if I didn't go.
Totally. Yeah. I can't imagine not being here. Mm-hmm. Well, this leads us to our verse, Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. We totally believe that.
Even on retreats.
Even on retreats.
All right. And our action step, everything I just shared is an action step, but whether your child is nervous or excited, just start prepping now. That's a really successful tool when working with kids, is the sooner you start to prep for something, the smoother the process is going to go. So we just encourage you to begin that process now so that when October comes, we are ready to go.
Check Access. Mm-hmm. October 1st, meet us at Stonehouse for a coffee and a chat.
Yeah.
And until next time, we are in the middle with you.